Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian perspective. My name is Star. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning listener or subscriber, welcome. If you have not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and subscribe to the channel so you can get more videos from me. And do not forget that I have a book out on Amazon. It is called How Do You Like Your Coffee? No Longer Lukewarm. Go ahead and head over to Amazon to purchase the book. I will leave the link in the description box below. Okay, so you guys, I have been going through some intense warfare for the past few weeks. So I'm going to tell you about an experience that I had about a week and a half ago. I was watching a video about breaking demonic covenants, breaking generational curses, and, you know, just breaking everything that the devil has attached to our bloodline and living in the abundance of who Jesus Christ is, what he has planned for us in our lives. Very good teaching, very good video. And then later on, I went to bed. When I went to bed, I had a dream of this person that I was listening to prior. And we had set up a meeting. It was like a conference kind of thing, and everything was going good. And then the person turned into a demonic spirit that was very angry. The spirit was angry. The spirit was deranged. The spirit was very powerful. It was very strong. It was tossing the place up from left to right. And I was trying to cast this angry, deranged spirit out of this person, and it would not obey me. It would not listen to me. So I became frustrated. I grabbed the person's phone. And when I grabbed the person's phone, I'm looking through her phone list to see who can I call to come and deal with this, because I need to call someone who knows her to deal with this, because I don't really know her like that. I couldn't find her spouse's phone number. So I was like, forget it. I'm going to call whoever this person is. I think it said like bestie or something like that. I called her. I'm like, hey, you need to come and get her because she is possessed by an angry spirit. The spirit is tossing up the place and I can't deal with this. They're like, why did you call me? Why didn't you call her husband? I'm like, I can't find her husband's phone number in the phone. I only found your phone number. So that's why I'm calling you. They're like, all right, we're going to come and we're going to deal with her and help her out. They come and they are trying to cast out the evil spirit in her, the angry spirit that's in her. And I'm like, you know what? That's y'all business. That's what y'all have to deal with. I'm not dealing with that. And I am about to leave. I leave and I go into like a kitchen area and I close the door behind me and I take a big sigh of relief. Like, whew, I'm glad I ain't got to deal with that. The person comes back into the kitchen and they're like, ha, ha, ha. You thought you were going to get away. You can never get rid of me. Ha, ha, ha. Laugh it. And so I look at the spirit and I take a big sigh like I don't want to be bothered with you. Like, why are you bothering me? So I woke up out of this dream and I'm like, what is going on? And at first I'm like, I couldn't even really remember bits and parts. I couldn't remember the dream, but I can only remember bits and parts of the dream. So I'm like, Lord, your word says that you would, the Holy Spirit would bring back remembrance of everything that you want us to know and everything that you said. So bring back remembrance to me of the dream that I just had, because I know you are speaking to me. I grabbed my phone because I listen to the scriptures while I am sleeping. So I grabbed my phone and I opened up my phone. My phone goes to Matthew chapter 13, verse 35, I believe. And it says, I will speak to you in parables and show you things since the beginning of time. So I'm like, okay, I know this is not by accident. I know this is the Lord. Lord, bring back remembrance of the dream that I just had. I ask you, Holy Spirit, because that is your word. Then the dream comes to me as like clear as day, as I just told you guys the dream. So I'm like, Lord, what are you trying to say to me? What are you trying to get me to understand? And the Lord was telling me that you cannot run from your problems, or you cannot run from things that you don't want to face. You have to face these things. This is why when you tried to cast out that angry spirit, it did not obey you. And he brought the scripture to mind of this kind comes out only by prayer and fasting. So I'm like, okay, I'm like, am I dealing with anger? Is there anger in my bloodline? You know, how do I, what are you trying to say? What should I do? And, you know, I'm just pressing the Lord in prayer. So I get up and I go about my day. You guys, from that day and 2 days after that, I had different encounters with different people on different days that were trying to get me upset, that was trying to get me out of character, that was trying to get me to be angry. And because I had that dream, I recognized the attack of the enemy and I pursue peace. I pursue to be the peacemaker. One incident I would tell you is that I went to Walmart. Okay, I went to Walmart to go do some shopping. And I pulled into a parking space. And I'm like, you know what? When I leave, I don't want to back out. I just want to pull forward so I can leave easily because I wasn't getting a lot of things. So I just pulled ahead to the parking space that was in front of me because it was empty. So as I pull into the parking space that's in front of me that's empty or whatever, and I'm on the phone with my mom. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to just park right here. There's another lady. I guess she saw the parking spot and she thought that I was leaving. So she stopped and she's like waving her hands like, you know, go ahead and leave. And I'm like, I wave my hand like, oh, no, like I'm staying here. She gets livid. She gets upset. She speeds her car and parks into the parking space right in front of me. She gets out the car. She is going off. She is yelling. She is cursing. She's pointing at me. What the F? All this other stuff, right? And I'm getting ready to get out the car because I'm like, I'm just going to ignore her. But the Holy Spirit told me to stop. He said, stay in the car until she passes you. So I said, okay, because I knew if I got out the car the same time she got out the car, we would have been right next to each other. And y'all, we would have been fighting. So thank God for wisdom. So he told me to stay in the car until she leaves, but she kind of like stops in front of my car and she's like still going off, pointing at me, calling me stupid, probably calling me out my name and all this other stuff. So she leaves. So when she leaves, then I get out the car and I do my shopping and then I come out and I put my stuff in my car. So I'm looking like, where should I put the shopping cart? You know, and I see that her car is still there. The devil comes to me and he said, you should just ram her car with the shopping cart, because who does she think she is talking to you like she crazy? Like she don't know that you would dog walk her. I'm like, no, I purposely walked the cart, the shopping cart, to the other side of the parking lot. And I said, I would not do that. And I walked to my car and I said, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be the peacemaker and not to allow my emotions or my anger to cause me to sin. So I'll go on about my day. So I'm like, okay, Lord, like what is really going on? And I'm like, do I have the spirit of anger in my bloodline? Because you know, who I used to be, that would not have happened, right? But he's telling me, like, the reason why you couldn't cast out that angry spirit or that deranged spirit is because that kind comes out with only fasting and prayer. And I have a sister who is currently battling mental illness. And when I was in the dream, it reminded me of sometimes when she would have her episodes and I was just like, you know what? I don't want to deal with it, right? Like, call somebody else to deal with it. He said, you cannot run from your problems. You have to face it. He said, I have called you more than a conqueror. I have told you and gave you the spirit of, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but I've given you the spirit of power. I've given you the spirit of love, and I've given you the spirit of a sound mind or self-discipline. So you have to be able to stand in the test of fire. You cannot just always run away and have somebody else deal with it. You have to face it yourself. So I'm like, okay, Lord, I understand. I see what you're saying. Because in the dream, when I tried to deal with it, it wasn't working. So I called somebody else to deal with it because I ain't got no time for it. But he said, you're going to have to stand up and fight. It's not that you don't pray. It's not that you're not fasting. But I want you to pray more. I want you to fast more. I want you to consecrate yourself more. I want you to be able to be at a level of prayer and fasting. So therefore, when you do cast out a spirit, it will have to obey you. But because you are not at the level that I desire for you to be right now, that is why that spirit was not obeying what you were saying. Because you need to dig deeper. You need to pray more. You need to fast more. It's not that you're not doing it, but I need you to do it more. So I'm like, okay, Lord, because I asked the Lord previously, what is the level of consecration that you want me to have to be able to carry out the will that you want for me or the will that you have for me? What is the level of consecration? And he's like, I want you to pray more. I want you to fast more. I want you to study more. I want you to cut this out. I want you to stop watching this show. I want you to stop doing these things so you can draw closer to me, right? So he gave me a very specific list of things that he wants me to do and things that he wants me to stop doing to be able to get into a deeper relationship with him. So my question to you is, how are you consecrating yourself to God to get into a closer and a deeper relationship with him, right? He showed me that I needed to get closer to him and deeper into his word to be able to handle certain situations that requires that level of consecration, right? Because the level of consecration that I currently have right now was not able to defeat that spirit of anger that tried to overwhelm me. I wasn't overwhelmed, but I also wasn't able to defeat it the way I needed to defeat it because I needed a deeper level of consecration and deeper level of prayer into who God is, right? So I challenge you to ask God, Lord, what is the level of consecration that you want from me to be able to carry out the will that you have for me? What deep mysteries that you want to reveal to me, but you can't reveal to me until I submit myself to the level of consecration that you desire, right? That we may dwell in the secret place. That means to live under his shadow, to live in that secret place. Prayer is essential to the Christian's life. We must pray the word of God. We must read the word of God. We must meditate on the word of God. So he could show us these deep mysteries that we do not know, right? Jeremiah says that we shall call upon the Lord and he shall hear us and show us great and mighty things that we do not know. Or we should dwell in the secret place and he shall reward us, right? So he wants to reward us and show us things that we do not know. And I think that's where he is calling his body. He wants us to be ye separated, right? What do I have to cut out to be closer to God? I think that's the question. What do you have to cut out to be closer to God? So let me know in the comments what you guys think about this video. And again, do not forget to head over to Amazon to purchase my book, How Do You Like Your Coffee? No Longer Lukewarm. Bye.